You take our Bibles this morning for our public reading of God's Word. Turn with me to Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, and I'm going to be picking up with verses 5 to verse 25. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, this is King Herod the Great, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abi, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and the ordinances of the Lord, blameless. That refers to the fact that they were true born-again believers. They were Christians. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. Came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot, or his job, if you will, was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, and turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that standeth in the presence of God. So this seems to be a very important angel. Some have concluded that Gabriel was one of those archangels, like a general angel, if you will, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings, literally the gospel. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their seasons. And the people waited for Zacharias, and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. Please be seated, and may God choose to bless his word. Well, if you notice in verses 25, one of the reasons why Elizabeth was put away for these 5 months. Now remember, the Bible tells us way back in verses 7 of Luke chapter 1 that Elizabeth and her husband Zacharias were well stricken in years, meaning they were senior citizens, if you will. Zacharias and Elizabeth apparently were beyond producing a child. Okay, so they had this situation all these years. They were childless. Well, Elizabeth here now finally gets pregnant, and we find that in verses 23 to 24. As soon as Zacharias was done with his priestly duties, he quickly goes home, and Elizabeth soon afterwards is pregnant. And in her womb would be John the Baptist, the forerunner of the Messiah. It would be John the Baptist's responsibility to tell people, this is the Messiah. This is the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. And that's exactly what John was to do when he was older and he made his public debut at the Jordan in his public ministry to those who would come out and meet him in the wilderness, hear his message, confess their sins, be baptized, and they would be, look at verse 17, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. John the Baptist was functioning like King David did for King Solomon, who would follow David as the next king. What did David do on behalf of his son? David got all the raw materials for that first temple way back in 1 Kings chapters 1 through 8. David made all the arrangements with other kings to procure the wood and the lumber and the gold and the silver and the gems and everything that was needed to build that first temple. Then when David died, Solomon had all the raw materials to build that first temple. Well, in like manner, John the Baptist is like King David. And versus wood, stone, lumber, and gold, what is John the Baptist preparing? People. People are going to become the parts of this new temple that Jesus was going to construct called the church. And that's why the church ought to be very important in the life of a believer. Now, notice also verses 8. Some Christians may not know this. It came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God, notice these words, in the order of his course. You need to look up 2 Chronicles chapter 8. 2 Chronicles, Old Testament, chapter 8. What King David did during his 40 years as a king, he took all of the priestly duties and the responsibilities, and he made up a calendar, if you will, a duty roster, if you will. And every priest was to pull two-week sessions of work in the temple, whereby these duties would be rotated. Okay? And it happened on this particular time, providentially, that the lot, they would cast lots, like casting dice, if you will, and Zacharias got the high duty, which was considered a great privilege, was to burn the incense on that altar on the inside of that temple, and that smoke from the incense became a beautiful perfume, a beautiful fragrance. And it was like a cloud lifting up to the ceiling, if you will. And it represented the prayers of God's people being offered to their God. Well, Zacharias' lot was to do this burning of the incense for a two-week period throughout the days of that two-week period. That's what it means. So if you read 2 Chronicles 8, you will see that there were 24 courses that David prescribed, breaking up all the duties and the responsibilities in the temple for a two-year rotation where every priest would pull two shifts per year, 2 weeks long. Well, when Zacharias was all done with his 2 weeks, he went home immediately after the visitation of the angel, and his wife conceived. Now notice in verses 20, notice that since Zacharias did not believe the words of the angel, he was struck with the inability to speak. And he would have that inability for 9 months until John was born. And what does it say in verses 20? What does the angel say? Because thou believest not my words. Zacharias was in unbelief. Zacharias just simply looked at the physical situation. I'm old, my wife is old. It's literally, physically impossible for us to bring a child into the world And that was true from a human point of view. But with God, all things are possible. Why am I calling your attention to that? What was Mary's response when the angel told her that she was going to bear a child? It was not one of unbelief. Her problem was what? I haven't slept with a man. I know not a man. Even though she was engaged to Joseph, she was still a virgin. She didn't respond the same way that Zacharias responds here in verses 20. She was a woman of faith. She took the angel at his word. She was simply befuddled with the idea, I'm still a virgin. I haven't known a man yet. Different response. She was not struck with the inability to speak. And so here we see God now laying the groundwork and the framework for Messiah's entrance, as we shall see in the further readings that we will do in the Gospel of Luke.